Picture how technology has created a platform of connection in one generation. We can communicate virtually anywhere in the world through smart devices, internet services, streaming, virtual reality, etc. Technology has created the connection for anyone to talk anywhere to any of his friends, and to even make new ones. You can become part of an online community that you would never have had access to without it. The prophetic is meant to be like this. It is the technology or smart device to our spiritual love. It's the tool that accelerates relationship and creates connection with people, cities, countries, industries, and the world. Through it, we see a very real glimpse of God's heart and get to treat people exactly the way God intended them to be treated from the beginning. As with technology, Revelation was not just meant to inspire prophetic gifts, but to help us live with a connection to how God feels and what He thinks. It's supposed to be our way of life, to see people the way God always longed for them to be seen, and from that revelation, to treat them out of His culture of love, so that they will want to be the version of themselves we see. More on that later. Having a deep relationship with God that includes authentic friendship will definitely lead you into sharing that kind of relationship and friendship with others. Many people pursuing prophetic gifts are about as close with God as they are with their yearbook friends, but they still insist on trying to use prophecy on others. Then they get discouraged about the lack of relational depth developed through the experience. It's because prophetic ministry is about your being a gateway to God's thoughts, emotions, and heart for others through your connection to Him. The world is full of 7+ billion pieces of God's heart, and as you get to know Him, you begin to absorb His affection for humanity. Your relationship with Him is the primary source and goal of Revelation. Throughout this book, I'm going to focus on why we should highlight love rather than information as the goal of prophetic ministry. I'll bring insight into why God speaks, how He speaks, and how to steward and develop a track record of revelation. I'll also challenge other philosophies of how to move in the prophetic that might violate this principle of love. Lastly, you'll find pieces of my own journey here, so you can learn from my strengths and failures. I want you to take huge risks. But to do that, you might need my examples of how I survived some very real misses. There's nothing like being a translator who brings good news. News that not only is feel-good, but can transform. I love seeing people connect with God, family, friends, their life purposes, and even just nature because of a useful prophetic word. It's like the puzzle pieces come together in love for them. On a negative side, though, I've been around so many types of prophetic ministries that I could tell you thousands of stories that would make you laugh, cry, and wonder at what people were trying to accomplish while prophesying. We will definitely get to some of these, but the prophetic gets a bad rap because of the types of personalities that get involved. If God really was responsible for every word that people were claiming were His, then the God of insurance companies truly would exist with their acts of God. I digress. Let's get into this exciting subject, and hopefully, even for the experts, I'll offer a new twist on a developing subject in the church. My nanny. Before our nanny, Tammy, started working for us, she was one of the leaders in our school of ministry at our church in Los Angeles. I didn't know her very well, but she and her husband have great friendship chemistry, so I always felt a connection. I taught at the school one evening, and I said in front of her class, "I have a list of names for you, Tammy. It's crazy. Just a bunch of names. Tell me if they make sense." I named all of her children, their spouses, and her grandchildren. At the end, I even said, "One more," and discovered her daughter was currently pregnant. Then I told her, "You've given up your family to move out here because God told you to. He will take care of them and bless them while you are blessing His family. He loves them more than you do." Tammy was hit with solid assurance. She and her husband had made the move from Minnesota to L.A. based on a faith journey, and she was relying on faith that it would work out here. She told me later that her only major stress in life was not being with her kids and grandkids, and that it had been very hard for a while. She couldn't believe that God knew their names through me, and it helped her heart know even more that He loved them in a way that even she can't. Shortly after this, she became our nanny. It's been an amazing experience having her.